All right. I don't know why, but lately we have seen a string of Trump supporters attack, berate, yell at, and even in some cases like this one, assault kids who are participating in ICE walkouts throughout the country. Because here's the thing, high school and middle school students right now, they're using their First Amendment rights. A lot of them are seeing ICE in their communities. ICE are tearing apart their families. And so they are using some amount, potentially, of school time with approval from the school to walk out with signs to protest ICE. Great. Fantastic. And I have made several videos about this on my YouTube channel, but we have now seen multiple Trump supporters charged because they have become aggressive and actually punched students. We're going to get into all this. I'm going to show you a couple of these examples. Before we do, if you're like, who is this guy? My name is Chris Mowry, and I post videos on my own YouTube channel over on Christy Mowry, but I also host a daily episode, or I do a daily episode, I should say, here on the Adam Ockler channel now. And so, if you've seen me here before, I know I've seen a lot of you come over to my YouTube channel. I appreciate you. You're the best. And if you haven't seen me before, make sure you're subscribed to both me and Adam Ockler down below. I appreciate each and every one of you. All right, let's start here with the video. I just made a video about this on my channel. Anti-ICE protest ends in violent altercation between adult and student. I'm going to play this video. The man in the video has been charged, by the way. Take a look. Genuinely a very striking image, to see a full-grown man, 54 years old, bleeding, MAGA hat, and there's kids surrounding him, children, 15, 16, 17 years old. I mean, maybe like you see all this stuff going on with Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Obviously, Donald Trump was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know what it is with MAGA and kids. You can let me know what you think about that in the comments down below. But this is the video I just showed you. Grand Island man arrested after alleged assault during student-led ICE protest walkout. I know I'm laughing because it's so ridiculous, but actually it's very sad. Like, I feel bad for these children. It's awful. Like, you get punched by a full-grown man. This is Michael Brown. His mugshot looks about how you would expect it to. I think part of me laughing is almost coping with the insanity of the time we're living in. I'm 24 years old. I'm very passionate about politics. I have a political tattoo. I have a political tattoo tattooed on my chest, okay? I've been screaming about how much I hate Donald Trump since I was like 17 in high school. I was known as the raging liberal. All that to say, I'm very invested, but if I ever drove by a school and I saw kids, like, I don't know, in this alternate universe, participating in some MAGA, pro-Donald Trump, pro-Jeffrey Epstein walkout, I don't know. You know what I would do? I'd keep driving, because as a 24-year-old, why would I ever engage with 15-year-olds? It's like we have a serious crisis in our country, and it happens to consistently be around Donald Trump supporters and like full-grown adults who feel like who are just losing their minds every single day because, I don't know, they're probably upset that the President of the United States isn't who they thought he was. A Grand Island man has been arrested after allegedly assaulting a juvenile who was part of a group of Grand Island senior high school students who were protesting ICE. Michael Brown, 54, was arrested for child abuse, and a juvenile male was also cited for assault. This is something we made a video on before on this channel, a completely different situation. A Trump supporter in Texas with a MAGA hat also charged, physically attacked a teenage girl. Much better angle and footage of the MAGA adult attacking a teen before her friends and other students defend her. This is the video. I mean, this is it's so insane in our society right now that the individuals in this video, all the kids, are far more mature than the grown man who, again, was charged, got out of his truck because he was like wearing, I believe, a MAGA hat and was yelling pro-ICE stuff. Kids yelled back at him. Something happened. He gets out of the truck. He starts, you know, throwing punches. It's like, oh my. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And it's more horrible in my mind that both from local officials in Texas, or we saw this happen in Nebraska, wherever it happens, right? Local officials, Republicans, don't say anything about it. Statewide officials don't say anything about it. Donald Trump doesn't tell his supporters to calm down. Why would he? He watched a huge mob of them beat police officers over the head on January 6th. He wasn't interested in telling any of them to calm down. And again, the MAGA adults always having crash outs. This is a video we have also shown before. This is a man going to vote, and he's wearing a Trump hat. It is illegal to wear any type of politically affiliated things, like hats, shirts, merchandise maybe is the word. You can't wear anything political when you walk in to vote. It's illegal. It's not allowed. And so this man being told to take off his hat, full-grown adult, and he loses his mind and starts becoming incredibly racist because he's a baby and a piece of garbage. Take a listen. I mean, that's literally horrible. It's so horrible. And these poll workers, the people working at wherever this poll location is, being harassed by this man who is told in the very beginning, the whole thing starts. He's asked to take off his hat and then he starts screaming, "Why does this hat offend you?" It's like these people want to be victims so badly. And she says to him, "Sir, the hat, it has nothing to do with offending me. I don't care. It's the rules. It's the law. You cannot legally wear that in here. If you've ever voted before, it's just the law. I'm just telling you what you are required to do. You have to put it outside." And then he loses his mind. It's just deranged stuff. Florida, a 17-year-old boy wearing a T-shirt featuring an image of Trump raising his middle finger in front of an American flag background, arrested at a Harris rally for punching a 70-year-old woman Harris supporter in the stomach, knocking her off her feet. Teenagers arrested. And again, this is the type of culture Donald Trump builds in America, right? Because Donald Trump is obviously no leader. He says horrible things about his political opponents. He often suggests violence is acceptable. He never, you know, tones anything down. He always fans the flames of violence, and it leads to, again, 17-year-olds thinking it's okay to punch 70-year-old women. MAGA boomer attempts to attack children and gets turned away. Again, I don't know why this happens so often, especially lately with MAGA and children, but it does. I think, shout out to the kids there for like just crowding around and being like, "Go ahead, do something. Do something. You need to leave. You are a full grown adult. Go away. Why are you here? Good work. I was going to school. A 16-year-old citizen assaulted by Trump's masked goons in unmarked cars and clothes, beaten, choked, subjected to racial slurs. I pull this up because, again, like the way it's the culture, right? We see these masked ICE agents who face no accountability as these agencies become hyper-politicized, do things like this, attack a 16-year-old, beat him, call him racial slurs. Donald Trump's accepting of that. He promotes it. And it trickles down. Then all of a sudden, citizens, U.S. citizens, MAGA individuals, like, I'll go talk to those 16, 17-year-old kids. They're the enemy. I can beat them up. I can assault them. And that might sound ridiculous to some, but it's absolutely the truth. This culture is being built and cemented in the United States. I mean, that's horrible. He's literally yelling, I was going to school, born in the U.S. You have kids, 16-year-old kids in headlocks in, you know, Lowe's or Home Depot or wherever they are. It's horrible. And I predict that we will see more of this. I do. It's the culture in the United States. One more video here before we end off. Take a look. Kids out there protesting ICE, and then a man coming up, you know, putting his fist. That dude's probably, what, 55 years old, divorced. It's always like these white men who just feel like they're victims. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing stuff. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I will keep you updated both on my channel and here on the Adam Mockler channel. Remember, I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure to subscribe to both me and Adam Mockler down below. I appreciate you so much, and I will see you tomorrow.